Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Outside of nightclubs, where are the hottest places to meet eligible singles?
Good question.
Maybe
a good question.
Yoga internet. Class.
Oh, that's good. And hot often.
Kitten cafes.
Ooh, cute.
Definitely single
cats?
People.
I don't know.
What about hot cat yoga?
It just sounds like a lot of hair sticking to me.
It looks like someone's really been working those glutes.
Oh.
Now do downward cat, please.
Okay. Uh-oh.
There is a cat pose.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Not in this class.
Yeah, okay.
One of our listeners, Sean, met a girl named Catherine recently at an unconventional place to find a love interest. We'll find out where that is in just a second, but first let's meet Sean. How's it going, man?
Good. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
We're doing good.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of feline yoga, Sean, or are you talking about somewhere else?
No, I try to avoid feline yoga. That's so 2 years ago.
Yeah. Sorry, Sean.
Okay, so we'll get to where you met this girl in just a second, but tell us what's her name first.
Her name's Catherine.
Oh, Catherine.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Huh? Interesting.
Okay.
That was unplanned.
Yeah.
So where did you end up meeting Catherine?
I actually met her at an animal shelter. We both volunteer there.
Oh, that's so cute. Nice. What a great way to meet someone.
Right. I originally started doing it just because I moved to the area and I knew absolutely nobody. And I just wanted to kind of get to know the neighborhood. It wasn't necessarily a ploy to meet a girl, but just to kind of meet people.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're going to be meeting a lot of people at the animal shelter that are necessarily, date worthy.
No, but you do meet good people.
Yeah,
definitely.
Hearted people.
So wait, did you get to spend a lot of time with Catherine, or was this the first time you had met her when you guys decided to go out?
Well, no, we actually ended up kind of on the same schedule.
Okay.
And so we were always together on it. And I was trying to impress her at one point because there's this kind of rascally dog named Barnaby who...
Barnaby.
Yeah, Barnaby was kind of... We got him off this kill shelter list. Oh, but nice. Honestly, maybe he should have stayed on it. I don't know.
Wait, you can't say that, I don't think.
Whoa.
He's fine. I'm very, very glad that he's not. But I'm I get it.
So wait, what does Barnaby have to do with you impressing Catherine?
Yeah, I mean, most dogs know to go outside or go to the lawn or something. Anywhere in the world is the toilet for Barnaby. And so it's a lot of responsibility. And so I have, if chivalry is not dead, I end up have volunteered every time she has Barnaby or I have Barnaby, I clean up after him.
Oh, good man.
Wow. It sounds very romantic.
She's
for sure.
You guys, you wouldn't believe it. This guy cleaned up after Barnaby.
Yeah. Okay. So what did you guys end up doing? Did you ever go out on a date together?
Yeah. So we started kind of hanging out after our shift was up. And just kind of chatting. And then we went out. The first time was just for a drink, but we hung out a lot after. And then we went out a second time and kind of I guess it didn't totally count as dinner and drinks, but it was we ordered some appetizers or whatever.
Did it feel like a date?
Yeah. I feel like we had some chemistry. And I also feel like I've got a decent gauge for this kind of stuff. I know when if I've fallen in a friend zone or something, I'm all right.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah. What happened was is that she stopped volunteering. And then so I just didn't see her on the next shift, and then I was I can't really be where are you, I'm not in that territory yet.
Right.
So some days go by and I called her, but then I didn't leave a message. I'm what am I, in eighth grade? I just hung up after, I don't know. But yeah, so I called and then nothing from her. So it's on one end I'm did something happen to her, or I'm just kind of scratching my head.
So she didn't ever tell you hey, I'm really busy, I'm not going to be able to volunteer for the next couple months?
No, there was nothing. It was just nothing.
Huh.
That's interesting.
What was the last interaction you guys had together?
It was after the second date, and we were in the parking lot. We both met there in our car, so we left separately as well. And we planned on doing it again, and I'll see you at the shelter. And it felt like there was going to be a continuous.
Okay.
So you've tried calling her, you've tried texting her, and nothing.
Yeah.
Have you checked any of the local hot cat yoga classes? Because she may have signed up for one of those.
I might result to that if we don't get anywhere today.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's try this first. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Catherine for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
All right, cool. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. If you're just tuning in, this is a little different than the traditional second date updates that we do, because one of our listeners, Sean, wants to call a girl named Catherine, who he met while they volunteered together at an animal shelter. Mm-hmm. And they never went out on an official date, but they have hung out a couple times after their shift. They've had a few flirtatious moments together, too. Mm-hmm. No kisses or anything like that. But lately, Catherine stopped showing up to the animal shelter altogether and stopped responding to Sean, too. Mm-hmm. And he does not know why, so he's emailed us in the hopes that we can help. Now, Sean, over the last few days, you must have been thinking about explanations for Catherine's behavior. Like, what's going through your mind?
I guess anything from, like, something completely outside of me happened is, like, a natural idea.
Okay.
Or I did something that I'm completely unaware of.
You think that maybe that dog, Barnaby, got jealous? And he moved in with her and told her some lies about you?
Uh-oh.
That's where the term dirty dog comes from. Barnaby did you dirty.
Frickin' Barnaby.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can figure this out for you. I mean, it sounds like you're a really nice guy and you guys had something.
I think we did, but
something.
Something. I don't know what it was.
Not necessarily a love connection, but it was something.
Something that made her transfer shelters.
Yeah.
Sticking with hope right now, Jeffrey, okay?
All right. I'm ready to call her. Are you ready to do this, Sean?
I am.
Okay.
All right. I'm dialing her number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Catherine.
This is Catherine. Who's this?
Hi, Catherine. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay. Hi, Brooke and Jeffrey.
Hi, Catherine.
Oh.
We're all on the phone.
You're a listener?
Not really. So I'm not a little confused what's happening right now.
Well, you're very friendly, and we appreciate that.
Thanks.
We do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that at all?
I feel like I've heard about it.
Okay.
But we'll take that.
Well, just to freshen up your memory, it's a segment that we do where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person doesn't call you back, then you can email our show to reach out to that person for you to help you figure out the reason why.
I really haven't been on any dates. Like, recently.
So the guy who emailed us admits that you didn't necessarily ever go on an official date, but you have spent a lot of time together with him at the animal shelter.
Oh. Talking about Sean?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sean emailed us because he said that he's had a really nice time getting to know you over the last few weeks when you've been volunteering together and you've had a couple nice hangouts, but you've kind of ghosted from the shelter and from Sean, and he doesn't understand why.
It's so weird that he contacted you about this.
Well, to be fair, he tried to call you, but you didn't answer or return any of his text messages.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say.
I mean, look, there's no pressure here. We're not trying to grill you or anything, but Sean felt like he had a connection with you. And I don't know if you ever got the vibe from hanging out with him that he kind of likes you, but that's what he feels. And he was hoping to see you again, and you haven't shown up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to show up again, but it's not Sean who did anything in particular.
Oh, really? Well, that's good news.
It's okay. Are you in a relationship? And maybe, you know, it wasn't cheating. You guys didn't do anything together. I mean, maybe you didn't realize that he was expecting more of a romantic connection or something.
No, I'm single.
Oh, is it okay. Barnaby? Did you move in with Barnaby?
How did you know about Barnaby?
Who doesn't know about Barnaby?
Yeah.
Everybody knows Barnaby.
Naughty dog.
I guess he's true. He's infamous.
Yeah.
it's just like a little embarrassing on my part, like this whole situation. You know, I've been going to therapy and I've been really trying to own everything in my life and my choices. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And part of doing this segment is it's a judgment-free zone. Like, you can tell us whatever.
No, that's not true.
I think that's true.
Well, okay, in theory, it's a judgment-free zone. Sometimes the judgment slips through, but you should feel comfortable telling us and that we won't treat you like you're a bad person.
I mean, I think the thing is that you sound delightful. Sean sounds really nice and respectful, and he just wants to know why you're not calling him back.
All right. It's just that I went to court the other day, and I don't have to do my community service anymore. So that's why I haven't been at the animal shelter, because it was court mandated.
Oh, you're a criminal?
Can we still not judge her?
Okay, sorry. Judgment. Or... Judgment-free zone has been canceled.
Oh, right. I've dated felons before. What did you get in trouble for?
What are you in for?
It's not, like, super serious. I mean, they call it stalking, more or less.
Call it stalking.
Stalking?
Stalking?
Okay.
Oh,
I think Sean was probably hoping for shoplifting, but...
Who are you stalking?
It was like an ex-boyfriend. We kind of had a falling out. He kind of went a little crazy thinking I was trying to stalk him.
Oh, he went crazy.
I can't have something to do with that.
I mean, it's in the past. There's still a restraining order against me, but you know, I've moved past it. I don't really see it as anything. Like, I don't plan to come within 600 feet of him. So I'm here moving out my life. I've served my community. So yeah.
That's good. I think it's commendable. You're willing to change.
Yeah. And I think you know who else hopefully thinks it's commendable is Sean, because Sean's been on the other line listening and he heard everything that you just said. Sean, you there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. See?
Yeah, it's everything's fine.
What do you think, Sean?
I just didn't peg her as but she's going to therapy, so that's maybe something she doesn't do anymore.
It sounds sounds like you're processing out loud right now, and that is good.
This is what Brooke was trying to tell us. His reaction is something.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Something's happening. Catherine?
There's like,
cool, Sean, that you reached out this way. Like, this is awesome. I mean, I didn't realize how much you liked me. And I mean, I like you too.
Oh, good.
Oh,
yay.
You do like him?
Yeah, she might even show up at your work later uninvited.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just something I wanted, you know, I didn't want to weird you out, but I mean, maybe since, like I said, my therapist is really saying I need to own everything and own my life and my choices, and I'm working past it. So this is really helping.
I mean, I see why you didn't open with this information. It seems like there might be kind of like an on switch or an off switch. Like, you either don't return anyone's calls or the exact opposite and you're sitting outside.
I mean, I'm not like a murderer or anything. I mean, I feel like...
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, she loosens the noose right before you pass out, dude.
I mean, first-degree assault.
No, come on. You guys, to Catherine's defense, you know, we've all been in relationships where you're just in the relationship with the wrong person, and it brings out the worst in
you.
Not
even that. Most women stalk people. Like, not everyone just gets caught.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Alexis has a different opinion. But but I think the thing is, you've been in an unhealthy relationship before, right, Sean?
Yeah. I understand the few months of aftermath where you have a little to drink and you check up on them on Instagram or something.
Yeah, totally.
A court-ordered community service, huh?
But I did it. I didn't run out on it. I mean, there's no warrants for my arrest, so.
That's good.
That's good. No warrants, and you're not going to murder anyone. Check, check.
Yeah.
All said and done. I mean, I know, like, you feel like I ghost you, but, like, if you want to hang out again or go on, like, a real date, I can't really go on, like, a date right now. I'm on house arrest, but, I mean, if you want, you can, like, come to my house and have dinner at my house. You can order takeout or I can cook.
That's great information, Catherine, but let's circle back to the house arrest.
Yeah.
What? Why are you on house arrest? I thought you served your time.
I did. It's for, like, another misdemeanor.
Oh.
They're giving me, like, more hassle.
I don't think you get house arrest for misdemeanors.
Maybe it's, like, a little bit above a misdemeanor, but it's really just more of a hassle. It's, like, really an inconvenience for me.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, it's almost over, so it's, like, not a big deal. Again, like, I'm moving past everything.
Hey. All right.
Oh,
well, we're on the up and up. That's... Something is happening, and that something is me asking Catherine. I know this is just formality since you already asked Sean, but I need to ask you first, would you like to go out with him one more time and we'll pay for it?
Stay in with him
Not
and
out.
We'll pay for it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Stay in your house and we'll have something delivered to you.
I would love to, you know, I know there's a lot of great takeout spots around me, so I'd love to.
Cool.
All right. You got a yes. Sean, are you still up for this?
The house arrest thing puts like an interesting little wrinkle in this. I was just getting over the community service and that took a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
So now there's another layer. I do like that if I came over that I could leave and you could follow me.
I mean, she's allowed conjugal visits, so that's a positive.
Is it weird that the thing that I'm most scared about is that the ankle bracelet is temporary?
You want it to be a permanent thing.
I mean, if you're into kinky things like that, I mean, I couldn't get into range.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Oh, she is a bad girl.
I mean, it sounds like you're going to have a fun night, Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in the past, I've been a little bit more excited to be invited over to a girl's place.
Okay, you're waffling a lot here, Sean. Yeah. I need a yes or no.
Answer the question, Sean. It's either yes or no. There's like no in between, all right?
Yeah, Sean, don't make her mad. Come on.
Like, I have all the time in the world to kill.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Weird choice of words.
She got a first for blood. Oh.
You guys, poor Catherine.
I'm kidding. I mean, kind of. But, like, I'm a wild card. Let's roll the dice and see what happens, all right?
Hey.
I mean, I believe you.
It was nice knowing you, Sean.
All right, so that sounds like it's a yes to me.
It does.
Yeah.
It's as close as we've gotten.
I want you guys to call me at a certain point.
Okay.
And if I don't pick up, send police over.
Okay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.